And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and Indian Night 2014 will be taking place this Saturday night, June 14th, starting at 5 p.m. at the University Center Theater on the LSU campus. And joining me this morning in our Knoll Foundation studios is Dr. Sanjay Menon. He's an associate professor of management and marketing at LSUS and also the director of the India Studies program here at LSUS. Sanjay, thanks for coming by today.
Pleasure to be here, Bill.
So this year's theme for India Night is Taal the Beat. Can you explain for folks who are not familiar with Indian music what Taal means from your perspective?
Well, Taal essentially means rhythm.
Okay.
And this is about dance. And so dance is basically to rhythm. So you have different types of rhythms, different types of dances. So that's why we chose the theme Taal, which means the beat.
So for those who are more familiar with Western dance styles, there's the rumba, and then there's the foxtrot, and then there's the charanga, and a whole bunch of other like Latin dance styles, salsa, etc., all of which carry their own specific rhythmic pattern underneath, and this is where we're coming from on this?
Right. So for example, you have essentially a folk dance called the Bhangra, which you might be familiar with. It's from the northwestern state of Punjab, and that has a specific beat to it which is easily recognizable. Many of you might have actually heard the beat even though you did not know what it was. And similarly, some of the traditional South Indian dance forms have their own beat.
So this is sort of going to be like a travelogue through India, but with the feet kind of telling the story of the dance.
The feet and the,
The costumes and the music and the rhythms and everything. So
some of the traditional dances are thousands of years old. And as you know already, that Indian music systems can be broadly classified into the North Indian Hindustani music. Mm-hmm. And the South Indian Carnatic music. So the music for the dances as well are broadly based on these two classifications.
And in your flyer, you talk about going from the Himalayas to the Punjab to the South Indian subcontinent. How's this map of India play out, I guess, in terms of the cultural dichotomies there?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question. The southern part of India has been largely insulated from the various invasions that happened essentially from the northwest, although they have influences that came through the sea in the southern coastal areas. In the north, you've had many peoples coming in through the northwest passage, so to speak.
Right.
And so you have a great mixture of traditions in the northern part of India, and the dances reflect some of those. Whereas in the south, it's more traditional.
More indigenous and truer to a longer history, I guess,
Correct.
In a sense.
Right. And we also have Bollywood dance numbers. And Bollywood has more influences from some of the Western beats that you're talking about. So it's an interesting blend of Hindustani and the pop music that we are familiar with here.
Now, along with the dance and sort of the way that projects the culture, costuming also is very key to the different areas of India. Tell us a little bit about how the costumes, because this is going to be a colorful show.
Oh, absolutely. The South Indian classical forms and other traditional classical dance forms have their own specific costume. They're very colorful, but they're also designed to allow freedom of movement. So both the arms and torso and legs, you can move them freely, even though the costume looks very traditional. So that's the way it's been designed. The Northern Indian folk dances in particular, they are more, I wouldn't say informal, but more in touch with what people might typically wear, although done very colorfully. And for the Bollywood dances, I mean, you have all kinds of possible combinations Indian, Western, folk, everything goes in there.
So now, along with elaborate costumes, you're going to have a whole group of dancers. Are these dancers local? Are they part of the India clubs?
They're actually a professional group from Dallas called Blue Flame Productions. And so they're going to be doing the actual performing. And they've also promised to do a little mini workshop on stage for people who want to try out a few moves.
Oh, okay. Okay. So there'll be some audience participation opportunities. There. The costumes themselves, are these costumes that were made by them here in the States, or are these all imported?
Actually both. So when people go to India, they may bring their costumes. But in Dallas, for example, there are places where you can actually get these. You can just buy them in a store or have them tailored to your particular size and fitting.
Now, along with this, every year, one of the ways that people can experience the culture of India is through the palate. And as usual, there's going to be a full spread of Indian cuisine.
That's right. We start at 5 o'clock with appetizers, and you're going to have some traditional appetizers like the samosa, which many people are familiar with. But also things like pakoras and chicken on a skewer and things like that. So we have some interesting appetizers. And then after the event, we're going to have dinner. And that's going to be a number of interesting and varied dishes, which you can taste different types of flavors and curries and so on.
And this is a fundraiser, is it not?
That is correct. Tickets are tax deductible and they benefit the India Studies program.
How do listeners go about getting tickets?
The simplest way would be to contact Vicky Fentress at LSUS. Her number is 318-797-5179. You can also buy tickets online. If you go to http://lsusindiastudies.eventbrite.com.
Okay.
So they can do it both ways, and more information is on the Red River Radio website
as well. Yes, we'll have a link from a post for this Red River Radio Spotlight up there as well. So anything else you want to share with the audience to kind of entice them to come on out and enjoy this fabulous night?
People have traditionally enjoyed this program because they get to experience India in various facets. Like you said, we have the dance, we have the food. And we have also the costumes. A lot of people dress up. They borrow some Indian dresses from their friends, and they dress up in saris and other traditional garb, and they come.
So it's a festive evening all around.
A festive evening. We have, as I said, dinner and drinks and food of various kinds. So they're going to have a good time.
All right. Well, Sanjay, I want to thank you for stopping by today.
Thank you, Bill, and I hope to see many people from the community at the event.
That was Dr. Sanjay Menon, an associate professor of management and marketing and the director of the India Studies program here at LSU Shreveport. He joined me in our Knoll Foundation studios this morning to talk about India Night 2014, which takes place this Saturday night, June 14th, starting at 5 p.m. at the University Center Theater on the LSU campus. You can find more information at 318-797-5179. That's 318-797-5179. And we'll also have links to their website on our website, redriverradio.org. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.